94 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The vote, 357 to 70. The House passing and sending to the Senate a $79 billion package of tax cuts.
If it gets passed in the Senate, the law would expand the child care tax credit that put thousands in parents' pockets during the pandemic, but not at those COVID-level numbers. It would also give companies back tax breaks for research, development, and capital expenses for the next 2 years. But some Senate Republicans think it's too generous to working families. Others aren't happy. It doesn't include bringing back the state and local tax deductions that were eliminated during the Trump years.
ABC's Andy Field. As it prepares for retaliatory strikes, the U.S. named Islamic resistance in Iraq as being behind the drone attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. It's an umbrella group of Iran-backed militants. No change in the cost of money. The Federal Reserve leaving its benchmark interest rate where it is currently. This is ABC News. Road rage in Tampa puts a child in the hospital and the accused shooter in jail.
Slow speed through there. He's probably looking for a bailout.
A police helicopter tracking 34-year-old James D. Jackson's vehicle. According to authorities, on Tuesday evening, Jackson was driving when he became irate with the driver of another vehicle. Jackson allegedly pulling next to the vehicle and firing multiple shots. Inside, the 4-year-old daughter of the driver struck by a bullet. Jackson now facing a dozen charges, including attempted murder, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and discharge of a firearm from a vehicle.
ABC's Victor Okendo. The girl who was shot is hospitalized in stable condition. If you use TikTok for music videos, you may have noticed a lot of favorites aren't there anymore. After an agreement expired on Tuesday, Universal Music Group says it will not let its music be used on TikTok. The likes of Taylor Swift, Bad Bunny, and The Weeknd no longer available. Universal says TikTok has safety and other issues. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican bills to ban race-based programs at the universities of Wisconsin are moving through the legislature. They got a hearing Wednesday. GOP lawmakers want to require universities to offer help to students based on need, not race.
One of the main effects that this bill will have is that it will put race hustlers out of business. Talking about how one person deserves one thing or another based on their race will never solve the problem.
The UW Board of Regents recently agreed to limits to diversity efforts in exchange for state funding. GOP lawmakers want to curtail some of Governor Evers' veto power. They're proposing a constitutional amendment to bar the governor from using a partial veto to increase any taxes or fees. Evers used his partial veto last July to increase limits on how much public schools can raise every year for the next 400 years. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers hire a new defensive coordinator. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Matt LaFleur putting out a statement. He has hired Jeff Hafley, age 44, head coach of the Boston College Eagles, to be the new defensive coordinator in Green Bay. Hafley's originally from New Jersey, played wide receiver in high school and at a small college, had secondary coaching stints at Rutgers and Pitt, then got into the NFL, where he's a secondary coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Cleveland Browns, and the San Francisco 49ers. After that, 2 years as a co-defensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes, then in December of 2019, hired as the new coach in Boston. Matt LaFleur says, "We are excited to welcome Jeff and his family to the Packers and the Green Bay community. He's had success at every stop of his coaching career and an impressive track record of developing players at every level. We look forward to Jeff leading our defense." NBA, Bucks in Portland against the Trailblazers tonight. Again, Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley, the new defensive coordinator for the Packers, with sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of fog forming in the overnight with lows in the mid-30s and a light southwest breeze. Thursday, fog will lift. We'll see mostly cloudy skies. Highs will reach near 40 degrees. Same story on Friday, minus the fog and a light east wind. Right now, it's 37.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Heidi Sigmund Kuda, who is the author and Emmy Award-winning investigative reporter, the co-host of the Radicalized Truth Survives podcast. She has a Substack over at Betty Dangerous, BETTEDangerous.com, and I believe also at bylinesupplement.com. Heidi, welcome back to the program. Are you building an empire over on Substack here?
Trying. Thanks so much for having me back, Tom. Yeah, I like to stay busy. I always feel better when I'm writing.
Me too. Yeah, so you've got two websites?
Betty Dangerous, BETTE.com, which is where I do a lot of my personal investigative work. And then I also work for a team out of the UK called Byline Times and Byline Supplement. And we are bringing that to America this year. So lots of good news, all reader funded stuff. And yep. I think it's very important in a time of grave deception to be reader funded. So I'm thrilled.
I'm with you. So in this most recent piece that you wrote for bylinesupplement.com, Breaking the GOP Death Grip, What Other Countries Define Authoritarianism Can Teach the U.S. I want to get to that and that part of what other countries can teach us in just a second. But you start out by pointing out how 2 years ago there was this big movement for California secession. And that this was actually an operation run out of Moscow. Tell us about that.
It's always the same thing. And that was actually quite a few years ago, but they always replay the same playbook over and over again. There are these activists who spring out of nowhere. They mobilize people. And suddenly California, you know, there's a movement to secede. You can always trace it back to Moscow. Inevitably, the person who actually led this movement not only had an office, a home base in Moscow, but you can look at what Dana Rohrabacher was doing at the time, mobilizing people. Who was he hanging out with, raising money with? Nigel Farage and Aaron Banks. It's always the same players. So, of course, when I look at what's happening in Texas and we look at the massive amount of astroturfing that goes on, it's again the same playbook. We've seen it in California. We saw them try to dark money operatives try to take our governor. We see what happened a decade ago in Crimea, where, you know, in 2014, Russia invades Ukraine, and the astroturfing and active measures involved made the world very confused about what was actually going on. It's not confusing to me at all what's going on. So
now we've got, also you reported on this rolling insurrection, how Putin is waging a covert war against the West. How much of what we're seeing right now in terms of opposition to the Ukraine war in the United States is being driven by the troll farms out of St. Petersburg?
And St. Petersburg, and they're rooted in Africa. Wagner moved its operation to places in Africa. I would say that the most important lens to put on all of this is there are no rear areas in an information war. That is directly out of the Russian playbook. It's cheap. It's easy to find compromised people to deliver your propaganda. As you know, Tom, I've been doing a series looking back on 2016. In October of 2016, 17 of our federal and civilian agencies said that we were being hit by Russia. And what is Trump saying and Roger Stone saying? There's no Russia. Right. What is Hillary Clinton saying in debates? We are being attacked by Russia. So it's not like we don't know this. It's simply that the dark money funding propaganda from the Kremlin network and the Council for National Policy networks, all of this related to what you were just talking about, which is fossil fuel versus the inevitable renewables future. Fossil fuel is funding so much of this. And unfortunately, what we see in Congress is theater, a group of white supremacists, white nationalists, you know, taking over foreign policy in order to deliver another win for Putin in Ukraine. There's no way to not see the connections. It's right in front of us. It's simply that, you know, the propaganda of Russia, Russia, Russia happened to be very effective.
Well, and he's and Putin has now launched a war against gay people in Russia, particularly trans people. And he's and he's lost launched a war against people who don't proclaim Christianity. And, you know, again, that's just perfectly integrated into the American right. Do you think that Mike Johnson, you know, realizes the extent to which he's dancing to Putin's tune, or he's just willing to put up with it because, you know, obviously it's all coming via Donald Trump?
Well, it's very interesting because, of course, he does. And when you look at our Congress, you have to see that this is a group of people on the GOP front that has been captured by Putin. I call them U.S. Putinists. All you have to do, as I said recently, is look and see who benefits. And we just saw Ron DeSantis recently create another staged horror event dealing with trans people and licenses in Florida. And this is actually leading to an exodus of people who don't feel safe there anymore. Right. It is all part of the same war. It is all part of the authoritarian capture. And this is something that is very important, why shows like yours are so important, because 2024 is going to be one staged horror event after another. And if we don't go on offense pretty soon, we are going to continually be on our back foot. And we have to see this as part of the entire war that's been going on for a decade.
I think you're absolutely right. Now, in your article, you talk about countries where people are pushing back, specifically in Germany, people pushing back against AfD, this new, well, it's now the second largest party in Germany, which is kind of the heir to the old Nazi party with a wink and a nod. And in Slovakia, where people are defying the pro-Russian prime minister. Tell us about these examples.
Well, first, I have to tell you that the only reason that investigation exists is because of what you wrote in one of your articles about Poland. So it's very important to note that your work impacts my work, and all of us doing this work are connected. So you had written how Poland actually turned off a populist network that was feeding Russian propaganda. You also noted that the new head of Poland arrested some of the previous members. And so that to me was like, wait, we need to look and see what other countries are doing. And it wasn't hard to find really good examples. The point I want to make initially is that raging against the Twitter machine will not save our democracy. Labor of democracy is what's going to save it. And so people, yes, we can all unite on places like Twitter and we can find our allies, but this requires real labor. And in Germany, mass protests are occurring against their extremist party because they've been there before. Germany also has an anti-fascist police force. We at Radicalized Truth Survives podcast hear from members of law enforcement all the time who have either retired early or are so frightened because their entire force has become captured by QAnon, including their superiors. So Whoa. Germany has the sense to have an anti-fascist police force. Guess what also Germany did? Germany arrested its coup plotters. We still have our coup plotters at the highest level running around radicalizing people. And if I sound a little upset right now, it's because I continually lose people in my own life to the MAGA QAnon merger, the MAGA QAnon cult merger, where people are, their minds are being hacked to believe conspiracies. So we have a lot to learn from Germany and Estonia. I'd like to bring up if I have a moment.
Please.
They're actually expelling their religious extremists. They just kicked out the head of the Russian church. You know why? Because that religious extremist is delivering Russian propaganda, poisoning people in their places of worship. And we need to do the same thing. We need to, you know, seal off our vulnerabilities.
Yeah, I am totally with you. Heidi Kuda, the websites, did I just lose my audio? No, it's okay, there we go. The websites are bylinesupplement.com and Betty Dangerous, B-E-T-T-E, dangerous.com. And Heidi, great work you're doing. Keep it up. And thanks so much for dropping by today.
Back at you, man. Thank you.
Thank you. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a few moments. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know all about it. I'll be right back with you. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the high school musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software. Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. And welcome back. So the this is hysterical. The Republican Party is forming a, what would you call it, a movement, an alliance, an effort to take down their biggest enemy, the person who they believe has the ability to do the greatest amount of harm to the Republican Party. I mentioned this at the opening of the show, Taylor Swift. Oh my God, we've got to do something about Taylor Swift, the singer-songwriter who has said nice things about Joe Biden and who is dating a football star. We can't have that. And they're, you know, now we've got, you know, Super Bowl, what is it, 58, I think it is, that, you know, Travis Kelce and is going to be playing in. And, you know, I have never followed football in my whole entire life. I mean, I know I enjoy watching the game, but I'm not a big, big football fan. And I've never even thought about supporting the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, you know, the Detroit Lions is about as, because I grew up in Michigan. But I'm there for the Chiefs. Oh man, it is funny how football can bring us together or tear us apart. And you know, Taylor Swift during the 2020 election accused Donald Trump of, quote, trying to blatantly cheat and put millions of Americans' lives at risk, end quote, because of the COVID stuff. Her boyfriend did an ad for the COVID vaccine. This has got the Republicans going nuts. One of the people working on the Trump reelection effort says she's another left-wing celebrity who's part of the Democrat elite telling you what to think. Actually, it'd be Democratic if you're referring to the party, but Republicans don't know how to pronounce or spell the name of the Democratic Party. So, you know, they're just displaying their failure to graduate from the seventh grade, I think. Jeanine Pirro over on Fox News warned Swift. She said, don't get involved, Taylor. Don't get involved in politics. We don't want to see you there. Ramaswamy, Vivek Ramaswamy, he said, this is an artificially, culturally propped up couple. And the NFL is conspiring with, now I'm paraphrasing, that was an actual quote. The paraphrase is, you know, the Pentagon and the NFL are conspiring to push Taylor Swift to help Joe Biden. Right. Isn't it possible that somebody can just be a brilliant songwriter and musician and performer? And somebody else can just be a brilliant football player, and they hook up and have a good time together. And hey, isn't that an all-American success story? No. Jesse Waters says this is a Pentagon psyop, and a front for a covert political agenda. I think the people at Fox have lost their minds. USA Turning Point USA founder and the junior college dropout Charlie Kirk. warned that Taylor Swift, quote, was going to come out in the presidential election and mobilize her fans. All the Swifties who want, all the Swifties want is Swift abortion. Right. That's going to win you some real points, Charlie, going after Taylor Swift and attacking, you know, women's rights to get an abortion. It's just, I'm just blown away by this. It's so bizarre. It is so bizarre. All right. Let's pick up some of your calls here, see what's on your mind today. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, Tom. For interest's sake here, and I will tie this all together, but the last duel actually took place in 1384 in France between two noblemen, an elder nobleman who was about 55 years old and a younger who was about 30, who the elder's young wife accused of raping her. And there were no witnesses because they were alone. And therefore, the elder's nobleman petitioned the king that they should have a duel to the death. And after months, maybe even over a year, and a lot of law, the king finally accepted and okayed the duel to take place. And in which case, if the elder man lost, his wife would be put to death for lying. So the duel actually came down to a fist fight in the middle of a field that's about the size of a football field. A high school football stadium would be about what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. The jousting, the lances were broken, the horses were eventually killed, and they ended up standing face-to-face, and the elder man, both in their armor, because his sword had been broken, needed to get close enough that the younger could not draw his sword. And so he eventually threw the younger man to the ground and got on top of him, and rid himself of his gauntlet so that he can unbuckle the younger man's helmet and then draw his dagger and stab him in the neck. And that's how it ended. And there's a book called The Last Duel by author's name.
Very strange. So what was it that, you know, when shot Alexander Hamilton, our vice president, whose name
that wasn't a legal duel to settle an issue. I'm talking about a joust. This was a legal way of settling a matter because there were no witnesses to have a trial.
Right.
It was just an accusation. It was somebody word against.
But, so I have a feeling that's not what you called about, Paul.
Well, it was.
We have 30 seconds, so if you want to make a point, go for it.
I won't get that far with it. But with regard to your guest saying about, the right wing wants to impose Christian law. There isn't any Christian law. In fact, that's not law. Jewish law in Leviticus, that's a covenant with God. Ancient Jewish law is just civil law, is not what is in the Bible. Most Jews did not actually, at the time of Jesus, the first and second century BC and AD, didn't practice the covenant law as closely as the Pharisees and the Sadducees did. All of this came about during the Reformation. All this moralizing is what came about during the Protestant Reformation.
Interesting. So we can thank Martin Luther for this?
Kind of, yeah.
Paul, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's always so nice to hear from you. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your phone calls.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon
Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
It's no secret that some Valentine's gifts require basically no thought, like flowers. Problem is, your special someone also knows they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular bamboo pajama set, made from viscose from bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep comfortable all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth this Valentine's Day. And now you can save up to 35% on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more. All backed by a 10-year warranty.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The vote, 357-70. The House passing and sending to the Senate a $79 billion package of tax cuts.
If it gets passed to the Senate, the law would expand the child care tax credit that put thousands in parents' pockets during the pandemic, but not at those COVID-level numbers. It would also give companies back tax breaks for research, development, and capital expenses for the next 2 years. But some Senate Republicans think it's too generous to working families. Others aren't happy. It doesn't include bringing back the state and local tax deductions that were eliminated during the Trump years.
ABC's Andy Field. As it prepares for retaliatory strikes, the U.S. named Islamic resistance in Iraq as being behind the drone attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. It's an umbrella group of Iran-backed militants. No change in the cost of money. The Federal Reserve leaving its benchmark interest rate where it is currently. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Dental therapists can now start practicing in Wisconsin. They can fill cavities, do oral exams, and pull some teeth. Governor Evers is also signing off on new money to boost oral care training in Wisconsin's technical colleges and incentives for Marquette University dental students to practice in underserved areas. Governor Evers is standing by Tuesday's veto of legislative maps passed by Republican state lawmakers last week.
It's important to make sure that people have, you know, good maps, to make sure that we have competitive races, all that stuff. But what I vetoed is was not in that vein.
Redistricting will likely be settled by the state Supreme Court in a few weeks. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Attention jewelry lovers. Sparkle and shine with our exquisite collection at Goodman's Jewelers. From dazzling diamonds to stunning gemstones, we have the perfect piece for every occasion. Discover the timeless beauty that lasts a lifetime. Our knowledgeable staff is ready to assist you. Come visit us at 220 State Street or visit our website at goodmansjewelers.com. That's goodmansjewelers.com. Goodman's Jewelers, where every moment is a masterpiece.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of fog forming in the overnight with lows in the mid-30s and a light southwest breeze. Thursday, fog will lift. We'll see mostly cloudy skies. Highs will reach near 40 degrees. Same story on Friday, minus the fog and a light east wind. Right now, it's 37.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air, 11 to noon.
On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMD. 1580 AM.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Heart health is important to me, as I want to stay healthy as I age and be there for my kids and grandkids. And I've had high blood pressure since, well, I don't know, decades. And I've been taking Superbeats for years and years. I love, they're effective, and they're clinically studied. You know, the Superbeats is the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended heart chew for cardiovascular health support. It's blood pressure support you can trust. Plus, no pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Easy peasy. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Heart Chews and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 by going to TomLovesBeats.com. That's right, TomLovesBeats.com. T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com gets you a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Heart Chews and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews. TomLovesBeats.com. Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. And let's see here. Yeah, okay, we pretty much covered everything here. Let's pick up your calls. Nina in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Nina, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I'm sending you some revolutionary love, quinoa, and the protection of animals. How are you, Tom?
I'm fine. What's up?
I wanted to ask you if you had seen film, World War II Frontline on Netflix.
I have not.
Oh my God, this one's for you. It's all the film footage you've ever seen about World War II put together over a course of probably a few years, edited in a way that you actually know how the war is traveling from one country to another, something I've never, ever seen before. And I've watched a lot of, you know, Hitler films, Hitler film footage.
So it's a good chronology of the war.
It tells you exactly, using the film footage, it shows you how it traveled from one country to another.
Right.
And I just don't think it's ever been done before. So strong recommendation for you.
Okay. Once again, where do I find this?
You find it on Netflix. It's called World War II Frontline.
Okay. All right. I'll check it out. Nina, thank you. Thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Ron in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, okay. I looked this up on the internet and couldn't find anything conclusive. Maybe you have an answer. Trump has got, he's facing several more trials here. He, at times, can act very obnoxious in court. He's been warned already, gagged, you know, warnings and that type of thing. What would happen if he really lost it? And the one of the judges said, Mr. Trump, you're in contempt, and he ordered the sergeant-at-arms and the local police, whatever, to take him into custody until he calmed down. What is the role? He's got Secret Service protection for life. What would the role of the Secret Service? Could the Secret Service intervene? Would they intervene? Is there any law based on that?
To the best of my knowledge, the Secret Service and their protection of the president, which is mandated by law, do not prevent him from being thrown in a jail cell. What I've read, I mean, none of this has been adjudicated, so none of this is a certainty. But my understanding is that they would place a Secret Service agent outside his jail cell.
Would they go right in the cell with them?
No, there would be no need for that.
Wow. Okay, I'm just curious because this is so unprecedented. We've never, yeah. In fact, have we ever had a president that was brought up on any charges?
No,
I don't
we have
think
not.
So, have we?
No, this is to the best of my knowledge,
yeah,
this is the first time.
So that's uncharted waters as usual with Trump.
Yeah, there you go. No, yeah. And we've never had a president who tried to, you know, turn our country over to a hostile foreign power. We've never had a president who violated the Emoluments Clause and made $1 billion while he was in office. We've never had a president who set up his son-in-law to get $2 billion from a foreign government. $3 billion, actually, if you consider the money from Qatar for 555 or 666 Fifth Avenue. We've never had a president who's been credibly accused of rape by over 20 different women and actually found liable for rape by a jury of his peers. We've never had a president who openly says, you know, white supremacists are very fine people. It just goes on and on. So, yeah, it shouldn't surprise us. It's a first for Trump. Rod, thanks for the call. Michelle in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hello. I just want to say thank you for your program, Tom. I live in MAGA country, and you're like one of the same few people who I listen to. And it's like, you're the only person I think who hates Ronald Reagan more than I do.
Well, thank you. I don't hate him. I just, you know, think he did a lot of damage to America. And I really believe that most of what he did, he thought he was doing was right. And frankly, you know, so did a lot of other people. I mean, Bill Clinton bought into that stuff, too. And sadly.
Well, okay, hate is a strong word. Maybe I don't hate him. But I'm going to tell you, like, I was 12 when he was, you know, on his inauguration day.
Mm-hmm.
And even at 12 years old, I kind of thought, wow, it's really strange that these hostages who've now been held for 444 days are being released now.
Right.
Now I'm 12 years old. I'm not following a lot of things. Do I like Jimmy Carter? Of course I do, because I could identify with them as a couple. Their daughter's roughly my age. Of course I like them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even at 12, I'm like, wow, this is really odd. You know, because I kind of remember all, like, the propaganda, like stick a hole in the Ayatollah. I don't know if that ever made it to where you were at, but
I don't
it was all
that.
Around here. And, well, I live in Schuylkill County. It's kind of redneck area. And I'm like looking at this stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I always thought it was odd. And then, so now I'm a young teen and I'm watching the Iran-Contra hearings on TV. And I'm like, oh, well, now it makes sense. So, you do make me feel like I am not crazy. And I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And
is
for
that
everybody who calls in and whatnot.
Okay. That's all you called for? It was to say that? You didn't want to offer a political opinion on something?
I am going to say, I think Democrats, if we're going to win this election, as I look at my MAGA friends, they are running on fear.
Yeah.
So they're not taking in graphs. They're not taking in analytics. I love you very much. You remind me of a lot of college professors I had. But you're not going to resonate with the MAGAs.
No, I think there's a certain percentage of Americans, the authoritarian followers, that we have to just give up on, frankly.
But sadly. I think if we're going to try to even get some of them, we need to run on a little bit of fear in them.
Yeah.
And when I think about putting fear into them, it needs to be the voices of Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, Michael Steele, people who are Republicans.
Yeah.
Who are saying this is dangerous. He is dangerous. What he wants to do is dangerous. And I think that fear needs to go into some of my, and there are people in my community who I love, who I, you know, I meet at the coffee shop Saturday mornings. And I just listen to them. I think, oh, my God, like you are. It scares me. But I think if they're running on fear, that in some ways that message needs to get out in fear.
Yeah, like, no, I get it. And there's plenty of fear with Trump. And I think that to a certain extent, the anti-abortion movement is something that we should all be afraid of. And frankly, it's frightening a lot of women. So I think there is some fear on our, you know, on our side. You know, a well-rounded motivation strategy, we've talked about this before, includes both moving toward pleasure and moving away from pain, which is fear. And so, yeah, I think you put your finger on it. Michelle, thank you. Thanks for your kind words and thanks for the call. It's great to hear from you. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, you had a call earlier. He was talking about the latest Apple series, Masters of the Sky, about the pilots in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that whole series with that Steven Spielberg, along with Tom Hanks, Band of Brothers, The Pacific, and now this are really worth watching. But what he was talking about reminded me back when George McGovern was running for president. I realize this probably because this was during, you know, Vietnam time, but nobody knew that when George McGovern was 22 years old, he flew 35 combat missions.
Oh, yeah. He landed a crippled plane in an airfield in Italy that was supposed to be too small to handle that plane.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Stephen Ambrose wrote it's an easy read. It's called The Wild Blue.
Yeah.
About George McGovern and that crew. And like I said, he was 22 years old.
He was a major war hero. And the Republicans portrayed him as a wimp because he opposed the Vietnam War.
Right. And so again, this goes back to the Democratic messaging has sucked forever because they never.
You're right.
They never let the. I mean, they never let this guy and the public know what a genuine hero this guy was.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Yeah,
I just wanted to pass that along. Yeah,
that was a good one, Ed. And George McGovern really, truly was a major badass war hero that the Republicans successfully turned into an anti-Vietnam War wimp.
He could have quit at 25 missions. He flew 35. That's all they would allow.
Amazing. Amazing. Ed, thanks for the information. Great talking with you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It'll be 15 minutes before the hour in just a few seconds. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a few moments.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point. And I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did. And you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek. The cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature. The feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? That's right, seriously. Candy and kibble from the same companies. I don't think that's a good idea. I just don't trust these people to know what's best for my dogs, Blue and Chewy. I want them to get good, healthy food, and that's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe, lightweight, and there's no thawing, no mess, and no fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive, though, and dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even for picky eaters. Now, I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. They're also in over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator on their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Bob in Chicago. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Actually, from your previous guest talking about this, about Texas seceding from the rest of the country, mm-hmm. I'd like to offer a couple of different sarcastic solutions.
Okay.
Why not have Mexico buy Texas from us, and this way there's no problem anymore for the border solution, and then... So that was the first one. But second one was that in light of the fact that Mr. Trump might be getting property seized to help pay for some of the money that he owes and mm-hmm. penalties, how about seizing his properties and turning them into residence for immigrants, and you could actually use his still use his name by saying, teaching residents for underprivileged minority persons.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about re-signing the places, but they could be union people that teach these people, you know, trades and they can be self-sufficient and then assimilate into our country as they graduate and earn their livings in this country again.
Other than the let's seize Trump's property part of it, you know, which is unlikely to happen, but.
It could happen if he yeah. owes all this money and then they start seizing properties on him. It could be a.
Yeah. Well, so far, the civil penalties have been directed against, to a person, E. Jean Carroll specifically. The one that's the other shoe that's supposed to drop today. Judge Engeron said that by the end of the month of January, which is today, it's the 31st, he was going to decide how much money Donald Trump has to pay. And I've been surprised that hasn't come out yet. I'm guessing probably they're going to drop it at the end of the news cycle, at the end of the day, so that it gets buried in the weekend, But we'll see. I don't know, Bob. It's going to be, you know, it's, I probably say this too much, but I find it just an absolutely amazing time to be alive, and I'm fascinated by the whole thing. Bob, thank you for the call. Charles in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good afternoon. I made it just before the 2 o'clock hour. Okay, great program as always. Always enjoy you.
Thank you.
Number one, the name you're looking for is Aaron Burr.
Oh, yeah, Aaron Burr. Alexander. Thank you.
Aaron Burr. The epitome of barbarism, if I do say so myself.
Mm.
All right. That's number two. The act that you're looking for Bobby is the Expatriation Act of 1932.
That was when we deported Hispanics?
That's when we deported Hispanics who had been born in the United States of America.
Wow.
But because of the Great Depression, October 29, 1929, there was not enough jobs. So what this country did, they sent Hispanic people back to Mexico. When they sent and they were Americans, they sent them back to Mexico. And I learned this because of my grandson, who's a sophomore in college now. When he was taking history, I used to read his history book. Mm-hmm. So I learned it all over again 2 years ago, reading my grandson's history book. It's called the Expatriation Act of 1932.
Were any of those people ever tracked down and given, you know, essentially reparations, given their U.S. citizenship back or anything like that?
To my knowledge, I never read anything about reparations,
yeah.
Which raises a great question about liberty and justice for all. It raises a great question because those people were Americans, they were Hispanic, and they were put out of this country for the purpose of we got to make room for white people.
Yeah.
Last of all, because I'm up against the 2 o'clock hour, Tom, we got to do something about racism in America.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson, the Great Replacement Theory. Oh, okay, I get it. When Europeans come here in 1492, they really didn't come to North America. It was the Caribbean.
Right.
Europeans come here at 1492, 15th century, been here about 500 years. Now I hear from Donald Trump, the poison in the blood of America. Oh, as if y'all been here, as if certain people been here for thousands of years.
Well, and Tom, two of his three wives were immigrants.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, we love them till we don't
love them. I think you could argue.
And so suddenly when people start coming across the border, my wife said this to me just the other day. Because of the Expatriation Act, she said something she said some of them people just coming home.
Because
you put these people out of here. She said some of them people just coming home.
Yeah.
They were here.
Yeah.
And so, Tom, we got to do something that all this Christianity, all these mega churches, where's the mega love? Where's the mega, you are my brother? Where is it? It's mega tithes, it's mega offering, it's mega money, but where's the mega love? God bless Morris. God bless Ms. Norma. God bless Larry. I always learn something about interest rates and the Fed. God bless Kenyatta. I love you, Tom. May God forever take care of you.
Well, thank you, Charles. Thank you for your kind words. I didn't know about the Expatriation Act of 1932. I'm going to have to look it up, but it sounds like just a terrible injustice was done.
It was like the Japanese internment.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
And you're talking about American people.
Yeah, and it's not part of our history that we learn, or at least that I ever learned. Charles, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Gee, I wonder why. Talk to you later, man.
Yeah, good talking to you. Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Thank you for being with us today. Appreciate the privilege of your time, sharing time with us today. And in the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, which includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We'll catch up on the other side of the day. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and people around you, and stay safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. You use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy. People are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Cause undetermined, but three people were killed.